Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
False start on the host. 5 yards. We'll replay the down. High's a day of 80. Right now it's nice. Beautiful spring morning, 65 degrees. And it's going to go up. A little cool front's coming through. Peyton Malone saying just a 5% chance for showers today, which you don't hear of often. Highs of 76 today, just beautiful sunshine. 81 on Thursday, 84 on Friday. Good Friday. A lot of people have an Easter crawfish boils and so forth. Then Saturday, Holy Saturday, highs of 84. And then Easter Sunday, highs of 83 and cloudy. So it should be okay to be outside, maybe a little bit warm. Delisha Boyd joins us now, Louisiana State Representative, to talk about the session and some of the bills she's filed. Good morning, Representative. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me how you go about when it comes to, first of all, is this your first term or not?
No, this is my now third regular session.
Third regular session. I'm sorry. I should have looked that up, but I didn't. Tell me what goes into, I guess, the off season. We always talk about it, you know, sports in the off season. For a legislator, what goes into your off season when it comes to priorities and determining what it is, what legislation you'd like to file, and you hear from constituents? I'm always like to take a peek behind the curtain and see what goes on there.
For me, it's mostly community work. That's what I was doing before I was elected. So I generally try to meet with my community, meet different organizations in my community, and I decide to have bills drafted based on need. So this session, I actually had drafted about 15. I had to pick 5 from the 15 because we're in a fiscal session. And the ones I decided on were things that were of immediate importance to my community. One is the
Hang on one second. Before we get to that, I just want to get to when it comes to, because people want to know, and I do, in general, not just you, but in general, when it comes to drafting a bill, who puts all that together? Do you write that, or do the legislators write that? Who writes that?
We have staff that's made up of attorneys, very smart, wise attorneys. And you can literally call them what you're thinking, and they find the legal way to draft it so that if it goes into law, everything is legal about it.
Do you share a staff? Do all legislators share a staff, or each legislator has a staff?
In-house, everybody shares staff based on committee.
I got you. Okay, I'm just curious about that. Let's talk about your legislation, Representative.
Okay, so at the top of my bill is the anti-hazing. We lost a young man not even 3 months ago with regard to hazing off campus.
Caleb Wilson.
Yes, Caleb Wilson. It's called, refers to the Caleb Wilson Act. This is just to take it a step further. I think most universities have a policy where you read a pamphlet and sign off, or one seminar during orientation. This will include a mandatory class that will be 1 credit hour towards your graduation, but it is mandatory for all incoming freshmen. And also for those who are part of any Greek letter organization, the band, any sporting team will also have to take the class within the next two semesters.
Is that college or high school or both?
College.
College, okay.
College and universities.
Are you surprised that what shocked me about the Caleb Wilson tragedy is that with so much that has been made of hazing in the last, what, 10, 15, maybe even 20 years, that this still goes on?
Well, you know, honestly, I guess you and I both are from the same camp. I thought really had died off. I was in college in the 80s, mm-hmm. where I think it was really bad, and I had not heard of recent hazing in recent years. And then I was shocked to learn that there's hazing with the bands and the sporting teams at some schools. It really was eye-opening for me, which is why I think the class will help kids who want to pledge understand you don't have to allow yourself to be hazed to join any organization. But also, like, the young people who are doing hazing, mm-hmm. I don't know if they are aware of that now hazing with bodily harm is a felony offense. So, you know, we need to enlighten everybody full circle on what hazing is and the repercussions of hazing.
And that's what your bill does, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's if they don't know that there are penalties, then the penalty is not going to serve as a deterrent, and that's only common sense.
Absolutely. And just to show you what I mean by that, so my bill was drafted maybe 3 weeks ago, and then this past week we had Tulane University to suspend mm-hmm. two of their fraternities. And I was speaking with someone, and they were like, how could they do this in the wake of Caleb Wilson? I said, they probably don't know. I know that seems strange with the information to AIDS being what it is, but these kids on campus, they don't watch regular TV or news outlets. They watch Hulu and Netflix and Baton Rouge. Although to us it seems around the corner, it is very possible that those kids on Tulane's campus had no idea what happened in Baton Rouge.
You know, as crazy as this sounds, it seems like there could be some kind of low-tech reminder as well, like just signage around the universities as, remember, hazing is a criminal offense, maybe?
Yes.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And that's low-hanging fruit. That's actually a great idea.
Thank you. We'll take a break. Pick it up. We come back talking to Delisha Boyd. You know, it's top of mind kind of stuff. Delisha Boyd, Louisiana State Representative. We'll talk about some of the other bills that she's proposed for the session that's underway when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. 7:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Legislative session is underway, and we're joined by Delisha Boyd, Representative, Louisiana. Louisiana State Representative Delisha Boyd. I'll get it out. Representative, somebody texted in and said, remember, back when I was in college, we didn't care much about breaking the rules, just saying. And that goes to the nature of your bill, which is, well, maybe if you realize that there are criminal penalties for your behavior, then maybe you would care a lot more about breaking the rules, right?
Absolutely. At the very least, it would be a deterrent, and we're counting on that. And believe it or not, an 18-year-old who's had their eyes set on pledging any fraternity or playing in any band, they are most likely thinking, this is what I have to endure to make these teams. And that's simply not the truth. So we want to make sure that both sides are educated, because they are in school for a purpose, for a brighter future. And there is no brighter future if someone ends up dead or going to jail. So they need to be aware of a full round circle on what's at stake. And this is not an elective. This will be a mandatory class.
And along those lines, you know, I don't mean to bring you into this, but we're going to talk about Kyron Lacy and mental health later, but this young man made a terrible decision driving, which led, I guess, to a confluence of events that eventually led to his death. Teenagers and young people make bad decisions sometimes. That's why if you can put it in front of them and remind them of the consequences of their actions as often as you can, you can't go wrong. What else do you have proposed, Representative?
That you just spoke about Kyron Lacy. I did a mental health symposium last summer with Congressman Troy Carter that he hosted, and I was shocked to find out that school faculty, staff, counselors are not allowed to call parents and give them any information that could be medically, because the kids are considered adults at 18. So this particular bill will provide a waiver to be signed where the family can be contacted in the mental health crisis. Because sometimes if you catch early enough, something could be done. We had a young girl last week, 7 days yesterday, that committed suicide at Xavier University. And then we had Kyron, who passed away over the weekend. And apparently they had been displaying personality changes and the stress and the depression and anxiety. We want to try to get these kids help as soon as possible, because the issue with a 18-year-old, a 19-year-old, or even a 22-year-old, 23-year-old, is they don't understand you got to keep getting up and tomorrow will get better. Yep. What they see is what's right in front of them, and that it seems permanent in their eyes. They can't find any way out because they haven't had enough life experiences. So we can help the schools connect with the parents. My hope is it will head off some of this mental health crisis that we're suffering since COVID, especially.
And Representative, you talked about being in college in the 80s, and I graduated in 88. It's not the same. It's not the same world that we lived in then. And for people that are not empathetic or sympathetic and say, well, you know, we all have challenges, I don't think people realize the changes. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, but not just that. I think our upbringing was quite different than what the kids are experiencing now. I shielded my daughter, whether it was intentional or not, in my effort to try to make life better for her than what I had.
Me too. Same thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I sheltered her from a lot of things. So the things that I was able to endure from the lane that I traveled is not the same for my daughter. It's not the same for this generation. So then we now need to make sure that they understand, keep moving, keep getting up. Prayer works, right? But you also sometimes need help of a mental health specialist.
One other bill that you have proposed, Representative?
Yes, I am. I also proposed the exception to a rape and incest to the abortion laws for children under 16. You know, Tommy, kids, again, because it's a different world, whether it's the food or whatever it is, some of these kids are getting their cycles as young as 9 years old. The idea of a 9-year-old being forced to carry her abuser's child to term. I have one kid, because my pregnancy was so hard at 23, so I can't even begin to imagine the 9-year-old. But I want to just place that decision in the family.
But you know that's more of a protest, right? Because you know that has no chance of passing?
Well, it's not a protest. It's a personal journey for me.
Let's put it that way. Okay. I didn't mean that in a demeaning way at all, Representative. I hope you know that.
I didn't take it that way, but, you know, I have not, since I presented this bill first in 2022, it is my journey. I'm the product of a 15-year-old. My sperm donor was 28. And what I do know is in 68, there was no choice. But my mother and what she endured, she did not survive that. She was dead before she was 30 years old. And she didn't have a choice in 68. That's not to say she would have chosen to do something about it. I just think that is a decision that should be within the family and not in political people's hands.
Yep. Thank you, Representative. Yep. I appreciate your time. I do. I hope we talk to you again. Delisha Boyd, Louisiana State Representative. When we come back, talk to Ben Riggs, Executive Director of Real Reform Louisiana, about what would it really take to change insurance rates in Louisiana, either on the home side of it or the car side of it, I'd ask you to text the Open Heart Jeweler Talking text line. Don't text and drive. Text, message, and data rates apply, 504-260-1870. What are your realistic expectations about insurance reform after this session? What's going to be different between now and then? Right now, time for WWL First News. Mm-hmm.